97 on the Hill, Aaron Kick here with you in the studio, joined this morning by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending out there in the world. Hello, how are you?
I mean, bad.
What?
Mostly. Yeah, there's a headline that's specifically scientifically put together in a lab to raise my blood pressure.
Uh-oh.
Pearson plans to sell its textbooks as NFTs. Man, this is like Mad Libs to just make me burst a blood vessel.
Wow.
But long story short.
First of all, Pearson, what an awful of all the textbook companies, you're the worst.
Of all the
Pearson.
I mean, unironically.
Seriously? You got a thing against Pearson?
I mean, I have a thing against
most textbook companies.
Textbook publishers. Pearson's just one of the bigger guns in the space.
Why charge $12.99 when $150 will do?
Yeah, and gee, I wonder what the appeal of selling our books on the blockchain could possibly be. It's because you can't resell them if we don't let you.
I mean, you can't resell them anyway because they come out with a new edition every year with three words changed, and then the...
You say that, but I went through my career at UNC using old books, and they worked just fine.
Oh, yes, they do work just fine. They work perfectly fine. I teach American government at Durham Tech, and... I tell my students this on day one, like, in spite of the fact that the last 5 years have been real crazy and interesting in American government, you can still use the textbook from 5 years ago, and it's pretty much all the same.
Yeah, it's pretty much like, all the same.
Institutions do not transform themselves overnight as much as we might like them to and as much as we might try.
Truly. But,
and I assume the same is true of, like, physics or whatever.
Physics.
Or well, whatever.
I was about to make a joke of just, like, math, the only subject that changes every day. But, I mean, that's also not necessarily that much of a joke, especially with the space telescopes and stuff we got. We're discovering new things all the time.
Yeah, they're here.
Science, humanity, academics, and education.
But, like,
be up to date.
Little changes every day. But just not huge transformative changes every day. That's very rare.
I would also think that if you have a good professor, they'll be guiding you through things that might have changed.
Correct.
Yeah. Exactly.
So anyway, Pearson NFTs.
Yeah, Pearson NFTs. They're super late to the thing anyway. It's just going to crash and burn. It's fine.
Right.
We can talk about cat meals. We can talk about that cryptocurrency hard drive in a dumpster guy. We can also talk about Batgirl. Which one of those things do you want?
Batgirl.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So apparently the Batgirl is just not going to be released at all. It is roughly 80 to 90% done, just putting the finishing post-production touches on it. It will never see the light of day, not on HBO Max, not on any streaming service, not in theaters. We will never see this movie, despite it being just about done. All the cast and crew has gotten paid. They got their checks. We have a movie. We're just never going to see it, because apparently DC ran a couple test screenings, and they went so poorly that they are concerned that this movie may cause, quote, brand damage. Which, my opinion on that is we already did the Halle Berry Catwoman. Like, let's just go for it.
I'm sorry, to the DC universe, now they're worried about brand damage from putting out a movie that isn't very good?
Now
they're worried about this?
That's bothering you. And it looks like some of the main actors / actresses and the three directors that have worked on this have all been fairly positively received by the studio, and I don't know. I don't think it's that bad. My guess here is the budget was kept shoestring for this. It started at $70 million. That went up to $90 million. That's still extraordinarily cheap for a superhero movie, especially one on this scale, and they ran that shoestring budget because they were just going to put it on streaming services. I would bet dollars to donuts that what happened is that the executive saw this movie and was like, why does it look so cheap? Why does this look like a made-for-TV movie? Because that's kind of what it is. And at some point, just accept it. And that's okay.
So
I'll bet it was fun, is what I'm going to say.
Was it that, or did they put a whole bunch of Zack Snyder fans in a movie theater and show them a movie where a female character has more than three lines?
Well, this wasn't a Zack Snyder joint. You actually have it kind of twisted. This was a Joss Whedon joint, and he got his own set of allegations and problems heaped upon his head, which is how he got booted. And then we had two other directors take over it and just kind of trying to right the ship a little bit.
Yeah, no, I get that. But when I think DC, I think Snyder fans, even if he's not directing or directly involved.
Well, now that we've reached the point where we know that most of the Snyder fans are actually like automated bot accounts and an astroturfed effort. I don't know how much we can really attribute it to that. The whole DC tapestry of pop culture movie making is something that I hope we examine in a non-Pearson textbook sometime in the film class future, because I'm very curious about how DC has navigated the social media landscape, from the astroturfing of good reviews for Batman versus Superman to some random person deciding they wanted to see Zack Snyder's Justice League and spinning up infinite botnets to make that happen. I'm just curious about the untold story. This needs its own documentary.
At any rate, if it's the DC Extended Universe and it's not Wonder Woman, I don't care. And even now, if it's a Wonder Woman movie, I still kind of don't care because the sequel was not good. And yeah. Now I don't care about that character either. And fun fact, now that I've seen Thor: Love and Thunder, which was also a very fine movie, I'm kind of done with Marvel too. So I'm free, y'all. I have been liberated from popular culture. I can do so much with my life now. I can read books. I can write. I can learn a new language. It's great.
Man, congratulations, Keck.